The Worst Witch All at Sea by Jill Murphy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A violent snowstorm greeted the pupils of Miss Cackle's Academy for Witches as they returned to school for the first day of the summer term. There were two terms dividing the school year. The winter term, which began in September, continuing until January, and the summer term, which began in March, ending in July. With 5 solid months to each term, you can imagine how bleak it felt during the middle months, when every minute seemed like an hour, with no light flickering at the end of the tunnel. The girls were used to appalling weather for the first few weeks of the summer term, because it was so early in the year, but this time it had surpassed itself. Miss Cackle, the kindly headmistress of the school, watched from her study window as the pupils arrived in ones and twos, battling to stay on their broomsticks, cloaks turned inside out and summer dresses flapping wildly in the screaming wind. Mildred Hubble, a second year, already renowned as the worst witch in the school, lurched out of the yellow-grey clouds with a crust of snow covering her broomstick, cat, suitcase and summer dress, which was a new design this year. Miss Hardbroom, Mildred's horrifically strict form mistress, had decided that the old design of black and grey checks was too frivolous for the girls, and had persuaded the headmistress to have them replaced with nice...